What are your top tips, Neil Martin, for doing landlord events for letting agents? Talk to me.
Okay, so starting point on this is do them. I know that sounds like really obvious,
okay,
or really like matter of fact,
okay,
but if you're trying to qualify a large number of landlords, both existing clients in terms of getting more business from them, but also potential clients, what better way than to get them in a room with their peer group, so they're networking with each other, they're talking about their challenges, difficulties, problems that they're facing right now, and you get to hear those conversations, but also you get to speak to them about what's going on in the market, what's changing with legislation, you know, all of that kind of stuff that gets them to see that you are an expert they should be working with.
But surely if you tell the trap that an awful lot of letting agents fall into when they do these landlord events is they tell landlords all about the legislation. And the only landlords that tends to attract are self-managed landlords. So you're teaching them how to do it all and they're never going to use you in the first place.
Yeah, no, I disagree.
Go on.
So let me give really simple example of this, okay? So one of my clients that ran a landlord seminar probably about 2 or 3 months ago now, they had 2 or 3 questions from one of the landlords that was in the audience around some stuff to do with the tenant fee ban. And, you know, can I do this as a landlord? Can I do that as a landlord? Can I do the other? And every single one of those things got addressed from a landlord's perspective, because actually, if we talk about the tenant fee ban, one of the things I think a lot of agents have done wrong is they've talked about what it means to them.
Yes.
Landlords don't care. Talk about what it means to a landlord, right?
Oh, so instead of you being on stage saying this is what the tenant fee ban, you actually put some people in the audience to ask the questions of you.
Well, no, these are actually questions that have come in advance. So these were things that had come up in conversations in their office and on the phone and stuff like that. But they knew these people were sitting in the audience. And so let's address those specifics. Because if one person's asking it, someone else is thinking it. You know?
Loads of people are thinking it.
Exactly, right? So let's deal with some of those very specific questions. And by the way, the other thing to do with this that ties in closely, here is one of the top tips. Have a landlord Facebook group for your local area. Don't brand it as your agency. It's just a landlord group
for your
local area.
Yep.
But listen to the conversation that's taking place. Read the posts other people are putting up, the questions they're putting up, because that's what you need to make content on. You know, if you've got 5 or 10 people debating an issue, then you can give your opinion on that and show your expertise, etc.
Okay.
And for me, the big thing with these events is show your expertise. People want to use you more. You know, if I go to an event and I discover that I thought I had to worry about 3 things and there's actually closer to 200 things,
yes,
I'm not going to turn it into my full-time gig, which means I'm not going to learn those 200 things, which means I'm going to trust you to do it for me. And if you're the only agent that's actually telling me about it all, who do I think knows more?
The agent.
Yeah, but the one that's telling me, right?
Yeah, too right.
So, you know, you might have someone in that audience who goes, but my agent doesn't tell me stuff like this. And if they're asking those questions or they're having those thoughts, where are they going to go next?
So you should just talk about legislation?
No, absolutely not. I would also bring in other speakers. I wouldn't just do it all yourself.
Okay. So what, some boring accountant talking about and some solicitor?
Maybe a financial planner.
Okay.
Maybe...
They're very dry, those.
Well, they can be, but bookend them, right? So here's another important thing, really important thing. So another client of mine actually ran a landlord seminar fairly recently. I went along to it and they had somebody from Trading Standards as one of the speakers.
Oh, that's a nice touch.
It is, but it's a bit dry and it left the room a little bit flat. And so I just whispered in their ear and said, right, when you go back up to close this evening, because they were the last speaker, you have to say something funny. You have to change the emotion that's in this room right now. Now, the Trading Standards person has actually commented about how they've had to take more action against agents than they have against landlords. And when you've got room for the landlords, and you're positioning an agent, that's not so good, right? So all I literally said to this agent was, when you go back up, ask the guy, call him out, and ask him, when you say you've had to take, you know, action against a lot of agents, we're not one of them, are we? So it's a little bit self-derogatory. Everyone's going to laugh, and he's going to go, no, assuming that is the answer, it is, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
And it obviously was, which just lifted the mood.
Yes.
Because what you've got to think about is, how do people feel when they come to your event? And you're dead right. If you put too many dry speak, you know, put someone talking about insurance, someone talking about mortgages, someone talking about, you know, training standards, whatever, none of those are exciting topics. And so it can
what is exciting?
Well, I think talking about what's happening in the local market, you know, what's happening in the property market that their properties are in. You know, what I know legislation can be dry, but legislation positioned the right way. It's basically everything that impacts the landlords.
What, like property prices, rents?
Property prices, rents, trends in terms of the kind of things that people are going for right now. You know, it's also a great way if you do sales and lettings to seed some of the properties you've got on
definitely
your books.
Great buy-to-let deals. I mean, this will screw your head up. I recommend letting agents recommend other agents' properties that make great buy-to-let deals. That screws their heads up.
Mm-hmm.
But by not trying to sell stuff, by actually
absolutely
giving.
No, I'm with you in the what I would never advocate anyone doing is like stand at the front of the room going, and we've got this on our books right now, and we've got this on our no. But if you're talking about examples, why not have some of those examples that are yours and some that maybe aren't? Because if you're recommending and referring things, which agent are they going to give it to?
Too right.
And how, here's another big thing about landlord seminars, my experience of agents I've worked with, right? How many landlords have got properties that aren't with you? So maybe they've got, you know, five properties with you, but maybe they've got another 5, 10, 15, 20, even 50 that aren't on your books. When they come to your event and they see what you're doing and their other agents aren't doing it, when it comes to things like contract renewals, who do you think they're going to talk to?
They're going to talk to you. I mean, this is a big one for you, a top tip for you, probably recommend this already, is get a film crew in there, but don't film the whole event, but make sure that you film the intros and the outros, but make sure you get lots of sweeping shots of people in the room, because landlords, human beings, love to be part of a tribe, and they say, I want some of that shit.
Yep. I'd actually go so far as to say, do film the whole event.
Yes.
But don't, like, publish the whole event. Right, but film every speaker, everything they say,
yes,
so that you can take little one,
golden nuggets.
1 minute, 20 seconds.
Bang on. That's right? What I recommend.
You know, literally film everything,
yes, but don't chuck it all out,
absolutely.
But I mean, there's nothing actually stopping you chucking the whole lot out to your own landlords, as
or from your group, absolutely. Yes. You know, so hey, for anyone that missed the seminar, here's the key, and it might not be the whole thing, but you might be like, here's the key legal update. Or here's the key local property update.
Yes.
You know, for everyone that missed the event, here it is. So make sure you don't miss the next one.
So you could almost do, for those with a short attention span, give them like a 3 or 4 minute roundup.
Yep.
And then those that are really detail oriented and want everything, you can give them the big 30 minute lump.
Yep. And in terms of filling the next one, the best thing you can do is show the one you just done.
Too right.
You know, it's as simple as that, isn't it? Because you're showing people the experience they're going to get.
Indeed. Thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you.